Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Good morning, good day, good evening, good afternoon, good week, good month, good year, all you beautiful people who come here to give me an opportunity to put something in your heart and your mind about the highest value on the planet, and that value is love, L-O-V-E. It is not some add-on luxury item. It is the vital need of all humanity. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. I'm alive to love. I believe lesser values than love devolve easily into BS. And that can be just as simple as bait and switch. When we offer one thing, but then we switch to what we're really offering, which is hidden or a hidden motive. So love, though, says I'm here to offer you honesty, authenticity, who I really am, not what I'm trying to make you believe. So when it comes to love, I am one person that I know of, and I'm sure there are plenty of others, but I know me, I'm alive to love. So I wrote years ago Love's Creed as a means to help me. I was, when I wrote it, I wasn't necessarily thinking of having it available to a wider audience, but I've come to see that this is a valuable part of my mission. My mission is to reclaim love as an authentic human power, an authentic human activity that supersedes all other activities. So I wrote Love's Creed, and I bring it here to you every week on the No BS Bishop, Alive to Love, because I think that when we say something out loud, even if it's just for our own sake, it puts us on notice. These are the words that I live by. These are the words that I'm reaching for. These are the principles and words that I'm reaching for. So let me give it to you in total. Then I'll come back, and then I'll give it to you in short bursts like I would vows at a wedding altar, because Alive to Love, the Love's Creed, has a basis to keep us focused, to keep us ever meditating on the most powerful human emotion and principle there is. All right? So here it is in total. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right, now let me go back through it and offer to you in short bursts like a wedding altar vows that I would give a couple who's standing there nervously trying to focus on what they're going to promise to do for the rest of their life. And so it is for all of us. This is what I'm asking you to promise to do for the rest of your life. So here we go. Repeat after me. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Well, there you have it. If you'd like a copy of that, you could email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's randydeanministries, all one word, all lowercase, @gmail.com. Be happy to send you a copy. And I'm not BSing you. I'm not going to bait and switch. I'm not asking you to send me a request for this, and then I'll switch it over to a fundraising activity through email. Nope, that's not me. If you choose to support who we are, that'd be fine and be welcome. But I'm not using my email list to bait and switch, folks. I would love to serve you by sending you a copy of Love's Creed. So to that end, in terms of all that I am doing here, I want to review and go back to some basic premises that are vital for our understanding and hearing. I have come to know very clearly when I talk about the subject of love, there are a million different versions and definitions of what love is for a lot of people. Unfortunately, this powerful human activity we call love, this powerful human virtue we call love, has been hijacked and used for multiplied different motivations and purposes, many of which are illicit. They're just strange and broken. For instance, somebody might say, "Now you know, I love you," and then they'll just follow that up with a string of insults, or they'll say, "Well, I wouldn't tease you like this if I didn't love you." You know what that is, right? That's just abusive. People add the word love to trying to manipulate you toward their goals, and I mean even in a sexual, sad way. We just don't know sometimes when people are using the word love, whether they mean it in the truest, profound way or not. So to that end, I keep saying here, it's about our need to wrap ourselves around the true value, the true honest value of love and what its principle is about. So I want to review with you some of the things that I've talked about here before, but add a few other things. So it's come to my attention that if I tell somebody I love you, it can be that on their side where their life has been, just abused and misused by people who are pretenders or BSers, that they'll hear something that I'm not saying. I'm very aware of that, and it's distressing to me. And so I know that when I say I love you to anybody, that I had better be quick to follow that up with my own honesty and my own authenticity. I better be quick to inform and to live those three words as much as say them. So I know because of my involvement with AA and 12 Steps, the 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous and the Big Book, that when we are living in a broken world of our own making or the making of loved ones around us, when we're there, that we're in need of a rigorous and routine, an inventory of our soul and our life. I'm wondering sometimes when people say I love you, if they've really paused to have their own inventory, that they're not using love in an illicit way. It is a powerful emotion. It is a powerful activity. And sometimes, whether we know it or not, out of our own dysfunction, we can be tempted to use this powerful leverage, saying I love you, in a way that keeps people doing what we want them to do, rather than just honestly giving people the authentic healing virtue of love. So, to go back to what I'm saying here about AA, I know that when people are enabling or codependent, which is to say, if I've got a loved one who is using drugs or alcohol, and they're abusing drugs and alcohol, I should say, and as they abuse it and their life becomes so sadly messed up and broken up, that they're losing jobs or losing relationships, they're falling out of favor with the people they need favor with because of an addiction that has grabbed a hold of all that they are, well, then I come along as a friend or a family member, and I say, oh, I love you too much to just let you suffer like this, and I start throwing money at that person who has an alcohol or drug addiction. Well, that's not love, folks. That's codependency. So if I say I love you so much, I'm going to partner with your addiction by being a helper in your addiction. See, I'm here to tell you that isn't love. And we need to separate those kind of behaviors from the powerful virtue of love. So that's why I come here every week to teach what love really is, so we can separate this powerful and beautiful human activity called love from its shadows, from those pretenders for love, so that we're not just using a word because it is powerful, but then we end up living in the pretenses of love, and then we get the whole subject of love messed up. There's actually a phrase out there that, you know, when you're working with somebody in an addiction, that, well, love's not enough. I would slightly adjust that to say love is always enough when love is love is love is love. But when love is being used as to masquerade my codependency, to masquerade enabling, no, that's what we've got to deal with. Let's do the true activity, the true value, priority of love, and not allow the codependency enabling that comes into what we think is love, so that when I'm working with a loved one or a client or somebody who needs to be free of alcohol and drugs, so when I'm working with that person, I'm not saying I love you, so I'm going to throw money your way so you can keep working on your own addiction. I'm saying I love you. Now, we need boundaries. I cannot give you money while you're living in this addiction without seeking your own recovery. I cannot let you live in my home with the chaos of addiction because I say I love you, and then I've given the invitation, a red carpet for your chaos to come in my home, and then I cover that with the word of love. See, that's just a masquerade for love. What that is codependency. What that is my own disease, my own brokenness, that I want to cover it with the word love, but no, that's not love. Because love says to somebody in an addiction, I love you too much to support you while you destroy your life. Or I love you too much while I'm watching this monster called alcoholism or drug addiction trying to kill you. Because the object of all addictions is to kill somebody. That's the object of alcoholism. That's the object of drug addiction. The object of that monster is to kill its victim. So love says, I'm going to separate myself from the monster and attach myself to the human being with real love. And that real love says, here, let me help you get checked into to a treatment center. Here, I'll point you toward references and resources so you can put your hands around what it takes to be recovered. Here, come along with me. I'll introduce you to an AA chapter locally or wherever it is that you live. Come along with me. I'll pass along resources, good books or podcasts or whatever else I can put in your hands to help you learn about your addiction. Am I making sense? I want you to think about this, that how powerful love is. The temptation is to say, because I love you, I'm just going to do everything for you that is not helping you. That isn't love, ladies and gentlemen. Love says, I'm here to help you with one commitment, and that is I'm not going to join myself to the disease and to the chaos that is trying to kill you. I'm joined to you as a human being, but I will not be joined to the disease that is trying to kill you. So love says, I love you as a human being. I do not love the addiction that is trying to kill you. I do not love, and let's take the word addiction or alcoholism out of there. It can be a multitude of other things. When sometimes, and I've been there myself, when sometimes somebody just needs a good checkup from the neck up with a counselor or a reputable pastor or spiritual leader who can sit down with somebody and say, your relationships are being stretched thin because there's something going on inside of you that isn't clicking right. So love says, I want to get you the resources you need so you, my dear family member or friend or neighbor, whoever you are, so that you are able to find answers for what's plaguing you in your life. No matter what, I want you to hear me carefully, no matter what, love never fails. But when other activities sneak in under the label of love, well, now we've given up really on love, and we're reaching out with other activities such as codependency. So it can be that when I'm loving someone, when I'm loving and I'm loving them with an honest love that is love, it may appear that I'm being a little harsh with my boundaries, but that isn't harsh. Love establishes boundaries so that I can sustain myself in my connection to you, and rather than just wearing myself out and burning myself out without any real sense of right or wrong when I'm relating to whoever it may be. Right and wrong is still right and wrong, and I'll still love you, but I may have to love you at a distance. I've said this before, and it's a statement that I live by. I will love everyone. I will love some with a close proximity simply because they're trustworthy, because I know their lives have the best priorities in mind. So I will love everybody. Some I'll love closely. But some I will have to love at a distance, knowing that their lifestyle, their priorities, their miseries are not compatible with healthy human relationships. Now, I'm still loving them, and I'm going to love them over here. Maybe it's just simply me putting out what time I'm available, what time I'm not available. Or maybe it's simply to say, listen, you and I need a break. And that's because I want to protect the value of love in my life. I want to honor how my love is true to my own priorities in this world, because I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain or allowing for pain to be caused. So I can love both close and far away, but for all, I will still love. So it requires us to be a bit of an expert, right? An expert on love. And this is why I'm very determined to reach for the honest value of love rather than letting love be hijacked by other things that just end up being bait and switch, BS. Other things that aren't real, the real power of love, but they're counterfeits, right? So, you know, we wouldn't counterfeit pennies. We counterfeit $100 bills or maybe $20 bills because it's the larger value that we want to replicate, or we want to imitate is the better word. So love is still love, but there are counterfeits out there that we should be aware of, and we should be aware in our own hearts that sometimes we get sucked into the counterfeits without knowing we're really given a bad name for love. We're giving love a bad rap. Love that is love that is love that is love is the most powerful human virtue and activity available to every one of us. Love is the most normal human activity that you could think of. I can't think of a more normal human activity than to love, but there are aberrations. There are counterfeits. And when we confuse the two, something's gone wrong. Somebody just recently told me that before they would be abandoned by their parents, they always heard these words, "Well, now you know I love you." And then for days on end, the parents would be absent. They'd ship the poor child off to neighbors or friends or other relatives while mom or dad were out misbehaving badly. "But don't forget, I love you." Well, of course that leaves a child with a memory that love means you're going to abandon me. My take on it is, let's reclaim love. Let's take back this powerful human activity. Let's not let it be hijacked and kidnapped into the dysfunctions and the brokenness of whatever it's been used for. Let's bring it back to its most essential value in every human being, that we're capable of not only saying I love you without ulterior motives, but receiving love without being afraid that there are other motives out there. We are really in a challenge in this day and time, aren't we? We're in a challenge to see to it that love is love for all of us who are living to be alive to love. So this is why I'm here. This is why I intend to spend the rest of my days seeing to it that this powerful, beautiful thing we call love is brought back to its healthy roots, brought back to its most essential purposes. and that we get busy loving so that we can live. Get busy being able to receive love so that we can live, rather than being trapped in the disappointments of love and the disappointments of people saying they loved us, but they really were just using that word for other means at their reach. But we can now get busy being loved and loving when we're able to sort this out, when we're able to think this through, to cause our injuries to find a rest from the injury so that the injury is healed, that the love disappointments, I've called it our love deficits, are reached into. We're looking carefully at the deficits of our love and seeking to find those ways that our love deficits can be recovered, so that in the recovery of our deficits, we're starting to build a strong and healthy love bank account, so that we're clearly above the red line of running out and being spiritually and emotionally bankrupt from love. So here we are. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into everything and anything that is love. I'm unavailable for anything less. When I close this broadcast, I always close with two activities. And it makes the subject matter of today makes me realize we really need to keep these principles in mind, that love that is love that is love that is love is not a fraud, it's not a counterfeit, and it's not going to kidnap you and drag you off into some kind of pain. So that's why I close with these two activities, to keep us focused. That first activity is just good, healthy, relaxing breathing. I know in my own life that when I'm stressed or I have felt that I've been kidnapped by people's ulterior motives, I'm not breathing well. I'm shallow breathing. So on the count of three, I want you to have your feet flat on the floor. I want you to sit up as straight as you can, be as focused as you know how. I want you to take a good, solid, deep breath, resting all your body and only focusing on the air coming into your lungs. Hold that air down to your diaphragm if you can, and then exhale, just a good, strong, cleansing exhale. So on the count of three, breathe in. One, two, three, inhale. Hold it. And exhale. That pause, it's a good emotional pause, right? To give ourselves time to think, time to contemplate, to meditate. Now ask myself, if somebody's in front of me trying to use love to get my attention, then I'll recognize it pretty quickly. But if they're in front of me with real love, I'll be ready to accept real love rather than being afraid. So this second exercise is related to everything I talked about today. And that is to take the three most holy, charmed, and magical words in the human language. I love you. Separate those words from ulterior motives, both in the giving and the receiving. Separate those words from something that could be injurious in the giving or the taking. And take those words in their most basic and real purpose. I love you. It's awkward because we're not used to doing it, right? And so I'm aimed at offering it as a means to grow accustomed to the intimacy of looking people in the eye with a slowed down cadence, a trustworthy cadence of saying, listen, my friend, I love you. And I'm not looking to get something out of you. I'm simply here to love you as the human being you are. And then when I'm on the receiving end of it, to relax and to ask myself, is it possible that this person looking at me right now isn't looking to get something from me, but they're simply giving me what I'm starving for. So find somebody as soon as you know how and as soon as you can sort this out the way I talked about today, and say those three holy words, I love you. Keep your mind and your heart on being alive to love, to give your energies to the authentic giving of love rather than anything that is inauthentic or perhaps even deceptive. I'm so glad you came today. I have a lot on my heart and mind, and the number one thing that's alive inside of me and that's on my heart and mind, and that is love. Love that is love that is love, without ulterior motives or counterfeits or a means of getting what I want. Love, authentic, powerful, genuine, for the changing of my heart and yours. Thanks for coming in here today. I'm Bishop Randy Dean, Alive to Love, and it's been an honor and a pleasure that you would give me a half an hour of your life and time for this broadcast. Now go out there and do something beautiful, because you know it, right? Ugly's getting done to death. Now let us be people of beauty to arise and shine. Happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.